The number one resolution for people last year was to save more money, but nearly half gave up by February. Don't let that be you. Download Rocket Money to reach your financial goals this year. Track your spending, cut waste, and automate savings in one simple app. Rocket Money shows you all your expenses and categorizes them so you know exactly where your money's going and where you're overspending. From there, the app cuts waste by canceling your unused subscriptions and lowering your bills. No customer service needed. With that money freed up, the app will automatically set some cash aside for your goals, whether it's an emergency fund, paying off debt, or saving for vacation. Rocket Money's got you covered. Users love the app with over 186,000 five-star ratings. And on average, users can save up to $740 a year when using all of the app's premium features. Make saving money a priority this year. Go to rocketmoney.com/cancel to get started. That's rocketmoney.com/cancel. rocketmoney.com/cancel.
Planet Fitness has everything you need to start strong, so you can give everything you've got. From plate-loaded strength equipment and functional training areas to treadmills, stair climbers, and free weights. Our equipment is best in class, and our clubs are right around the corner, so you can make this your strongest year yet. Join the club today and save $28 or more when you join for $1 down, $15 a month. Cancel anytime. Deal ends Friday, January 9th. Are you coming? Planet Fitness. We're all strong on this planet. See club for details.
Science has gone too far. And I'm a scientist. No, this is not really proper science, as I would call it, but it's science being silly.
Josh is the gatekeeper of science now.
I am, yes. I'm going to
be the custodian. You should have brought out your white lab coat for this particular segment. I know you've got one somewhere.
I actually don't, but I'd love to have one. Just to have it around. I might just wear it around the house, you know.
I think
it just feels right.
For future segments like this, you need to have the white lab coat and a clipboard.
I just look like a bureaucrat, wouldn't I, with a clipboard.
The white coats, it separates you out.
That's true. But anyway, I saw this from The Telegraph and it is just absolutely ridiculous. So it's titled, "Use Egg Producing, Not Female, Say Scientists in Call to Phase Out Binary Language." I wonder if this is all scientists as the...
Egg producing could mean so many different... Egg producing could mean chicken. It doesn't necessarily mean female. People can't immediately just jump to it. You sound ridiculous. Who are these scientists? Who are these experts? I want their name and their badge number.
I imagine people who study seahorses. I'm not sure if they actually are the ones that produce... I'm sure they're not the ones that produce the egg, but they're certainly the ones that are involved in...
What produces caviar? What types of fish produce caviar? We could be referring to them. It's nonsense.
Salmon, I don't know. But yes, it is very silly, but... The article, which I'm going to read from, is highlighting the ridiculousness of this. The word male and female should be phased out in science because they reinforce ideas that sex is binary, scientists have suggested. A very select few scientists,
because they remind people that sex is binary.
I mean, that's going to make a study of chromosomes very difficult.
Well, no. If you study the chromosomes, you still know what you're talking about. If you just have to use ridiculous clown world language to describe it, you're still gonna know what we're talking.
You over
about.
There, XY person.
God. Oh God, we're gonna end up the bloody neutral planet from Futurama, aren't we?
Yes.
Everything's gonna be grey and miserable.
Researchers studying ecology and evolutionary biology should be encouraged to use terms such as sperm producing or egg producing or XYXX individual. I mean, aren't these just other ways of saying, man, why are you such a weirdo that's just like, oh, certain words, they hurt my feelings. You're just pathetic.
They don't even hurt the scientists and researchers' feelings. They potentially hurt the feelings of those who don't like heteronormative. People who dislike the heteronormative views are freaks. Just 10 times out of 10 people complaining about this are posting weird videos on TikTok explaining their various fetishes that they've rationalized using ideological language. It's pathetic.
But it's apparently to avoid emphasizing heteronormative views. So other words and terms deemed problematic include man, woman, mother, father, primitive, advanced. I mean, what about if you're in the field of advanced mathematics? You can be like, we're in the field of not more advanced than other mathematics. I don't know. What could you even call it, right?
I don't...
This is the advanced course. This is the course for people interested in stuff.
This is my sublime mathematics course.
That sounds even cooler, actually.
There you go. Let's just start using even fancier and more exclusive and snobby terms just to show them. Oh, you don't want to be using the advanced
premium,
then.
Premium tier mathematics.
There you go.
Alien and invasive, exotic and non-native, and race. I mean, alien, what if you're studying, I don't know, extraterrestrial life? It's going to be like, well, it's non-indigenous to Earth life. I don't know. Invasive as well. I mean, what, are you going to hurt the animals' feelings?
Have you seen recently that they want it to be that instead of talking about native populations in Europe, they want to talk about people without a family history of immigration?
Oh, yeah.
Which is just completely...
That's what I'm going to use to refer to Native Americans, then.
Well, people without a history of immigration.
Even though, of course, they're actually known to travel about, but still.
Yeah, I mean, once again, I mean, this is an argument the leftists use. I mean, technically speaking, if you're descended from Anglo-Saxons, then you can say that, yes, about 1,000, maybe 1,500 years ago, I did have a history, family history of immigration, so to speak. But it's stupid. It's stupid because it's trying to erase things that we all know to be true.
Yeah, I'm mostly Celt anyway. These islands are mine.
They were.
You're saying it like you're rubbing it in.
I am.
You're probably pretty Celtic yourself.
I probably am. To be fair, I need to do the 23andMe.
Mm-hmm. So it says, language terms were gathered as part of the EEB, Ecology and Evolutionary Biology Language Project, which shouldn't exist, founded by a collaboration of scientists in the US and Canada, surprise, surprise, who claim some terminology is not inclusive and could be harmful. Guess what? No one cares. I mean, when you're trying to figure out the nature of reality, people's feelings tend not to be considered. I mean, look at all the... look at all of the ethical scandals in the sciences where they're just like, yes, we need to know stuff, but also there has to be a large amount of human suffering. They don't care about...
That's not a great example. Now,
it makes me feel warm and fuzzy inside.
I know you like shocking people's brains, but I'm not as enthusiastic.
You should give it a go. It's so much fun. So it carries on to say, speaking about the term fitness, widely used in biology to signify the success of a species in its habitat, Hayley Branch, a doctoral candidate at the University of British Columbia, only a doctoral candidate, not even like a university professor, said the definition is about reproductive output, which doesn't take into account individuals that don't produce offspring. It's like, what? Yeah, that's... Do you identify with those, Hayley? I don't think you're going to be producing offspring if you have opinions like this.
Post-physique, Kaylee, post-physique.
But no, it's silly. I mean, the term fitness is just a placeholder for how well do they pass on their genes, because of course in evolutionary biology you take the genes point of view, because then evolution makes sense. That's the reason they use the term fitness, because it's how fit is it,
how well adapted for procreation. Yeah.
Yeah, exactly. And it carries on to say, however, critics warned abandoning traditional terms for the sake of inclusivity could leave science lacking precision as well as causing confusion. And that must be an academic in the field of stating the obvious. Says Professor Frank Ferretti, I think his name is Frank Ferretti. That sounds like a proper Goodfellas name there. An education expert at the University of Kent said, I think that when you characterize terms like male and female, mother and father as harmful, you're abandoning science for ideological advocacy. Yes, you are correct. Regardless of intent, the project of re-engineering language will cause confusion to many, and the last thing that scientists need is a lack of clarity about the meaning of the words they use. I mean, it's a sorry thing about our society that someone stating what should have been obvious about 10 years ago is now a relief, a breath of fresh air. Apparently the EEB project.
EEB language project.
EEB language project. EEB.
Oh God, I'm EEBing.
Which was launched in this month's Trends in Ecology and Evolution journal. It's compiling a repository of problematic words that have been identified by scientists as harmful and suggests alternatives. Normally the people that are involved in projects like this are people who failed to be actual academics because they didn't get the grades, they're not smart enough. And so they're just going to be a thorn in the side of the people who are out of some sort of deeply seated resentment. That's my own armchair psychologizing anyway.
No, I think to diagnose something from the modern condition, I think that there are a lot of incredibly useless people in the world nowadays who are basically given random positions to do random BS to fill their time so they
diversity, equity, and inclusion.
Yep, so they
positions,
can feel yeah. that they are being useful.
Mm-hmm. For example, they have flagged up the term citizen science, saying it could be harmful to non-citizens who may feel excluded.
I don't care about non-citizens.
It's so pedantic. I mean, I'm a pedant to a quite excessive extent, but this is well beyond
We need to
my
do some
purview.
Citizen science, but mm-hmm. what about the poor people on Sentinel Island? Mm. They might be excluded by this.
They've rejected all technology. The height of their technology is the bow, which makes them the most based population on planet Earth.
I actually think they made the right decisions to end up that way.
But they don't have wokeism in their tribe when they're hunting for game in the wild like they should be, in tune with their instincts. But anyway, enough of me fantasizing about my anti-technological world.
Josh is just looking forward to the fall.
Yes. The term invasive or non-native species is also deemed to be xenophobic and anti-immigrant and militaristic. I don't know how... I suppose invasive and invasion.
I see that we've got some grey squirrel respecters in this field.
Boo.
Terrible.
This is American colonialism because they've wiped out our red squirrels, which are far cuter.
And smaller and more friendly.
Yes, but still. Even the phrase double blind, which is often used to describe trials in which neither the participants nor scientists know they're on a drug or placebo trial, which are very common, has been deemed potentially offensive to those with disabilities. It's the fact that, yes, the participants don't know what condition they're in, therefore they're blind to it. It's not making a moral judgment saying, you know what, if you're blind, you're bad. Scientists aren't saying that. It's just perfunctory language, isn't it? There's no moral judgment. You're just being stupid. Other words such as optimization can be misleading, the scientists claim, because it perpetuates the idea that a species is evolving towards a defined permanent optimum. I mean, I don't think anyone's arguing that, because that's suggesting that, yes, there's an ideal form, which, I mean, we kind of left with Plato's theory of forms, didn't we? I mean, that's 2,000 years old, that idea. So well done for pushing back against that one.
I'm just letting all of this wash over me.
I'm not going to even read anymore because it's just going to annoy me.
I feel like it's the same thing done over and over again. The phrase double blind. Oh, it might be offensive to blind people. Okay. I don't care. Let's
it's
carry
so
on.
Silly. But on other sort of dystopian directions of science, Carl did his fifth hangout of our cyberpunk dystopia, where he tries to depress Callum.
Successfully.
Yes, with the horrors the future has in store. So check that out, of course, if you want to be very cynical about our future. And the final thing I wanted to look at is why this sort of thing is going on in science. And this is a case from sort of mid-December.
I thought you were going to suggest what needs to be done with this image.
Well, I'm sure I can't say this, but okay. No, I'm joking. And this is titled In Defense of Scientific Integrity and Due Process. And this is an article from, I believe to be, a senior scientist about another senior scientist. And this is how the mechanics of how these institutions get captured and why you have these freaks, these weirdos, these creeps that should be shunned from society to live in caves. They shouldn't be anywhere near human knowledge and the progress of that endeavor. These are the reasonable people. So he says, many of us learnt with great sadness and indeed a sense of outrage of the recent attacks on Klaus Fiedler. Until a few days ago, an outstanding editor of a leading association for psychological science, APS journal, Perspectives on Psychological Science, which I am familiar with. This is a relatively prestigious psychological journal. This is also something close to my heart because I am a psychologist. After decades of dedicated and meritorious service to the discipline, Fiedler was accused of racism and was summarily removed from his editorship by the association. This occurred without any due process or any proper investigation or independent assessment of the charges against him. The charge of racism against Fiedler was based on unsubstantiated claims by Stephen Othello Roberts, a self-identified race scholar, who objected to Fiedler's handling of the comments on his paper by several reviewers invited by Fiedler. Reviewers of Roberts' work argued that his work is ideological and not scientific. This reviewer was Hommel. That he introduced identity politics into the discipline, Stanovich, that racial representativeness is not relevant to establishing universal psychological principles, Strobe. That's, that's so out of the ballpark, isn't it? Well done. And that Robert's emphasis on racial diversity is ill-advised, Justin. And I actually recognise many of these academics' names, so these are relatively prestigious people reviewing this guy's work, who, in my opinion, this shouldn't even be reviewed. It's garbage science, to borrow an American term. Why the hell is anyone taking this person seriously? Just like, yes, we need all of this ideological nonsense in our psychological science. No, actually, your weird, creepy ideology where you think everyone should be conscious of race all the time and somehow that stops racism despite all of the psychological science saying that actually being more aware of something makes people more aware of it, and therefore it's just so dumb, like, and therefore more likely to think of it and act on it, right?
The fact that you have to put it in such baby terms. Oh, it's funny.
It's
being just aware of something makes you more aware of it. Did you know that being covered in water makes you wet? It's insane.
No way.
I know.
I can't believe I paid so much money for an education. I wish I just got a lobotomy. Life would be so much easier. Can't we just go back to that? These morons are ruining my discipline. And he goes on to say, after decades of dedicated emeritus service to the discipline, Fiedler was... Oh, no, sorry, I'm reading from the previous part. Critical comments on scientific papers are not unusual. In fact, that is very unusual not to get them. What Roberts objected to and what he implied was evidence of racism is that the reviewers happened to be all senior white men. The fact that you got senior figures as well should be a blessing. The fact that you get someone so prestigious reviewing your work should be a compliment to you, you moron. And the fact that they're white doesn't make their criticism of your pathetic attempt to infiltrate science any different. I mean, it's just bad work. You're just a bad scientist, you loser.
Stephen Othello Roberts. I need to...
He's at Stanford. That's why.
Okay. I just wanted to see what... Much
apparently, that linked to his belief that systematic racism exists in science. There is a racialized power structure that marginalized research by and about people of color. There's also the point that science is like a global endeavor. So all of these African scientists, you know what? It's the white man. That's keeping you down. That's why you're not the most prestigious scientist. It's not just the quality of your educational institutions and the resources and money they have available for you that's directly penned to the economic development of your country. No, it's not that, is it? You moron.
I think this Stephen Othello Roberts guy, if the pictures are anything to go by, it suggests that he's a black man.
Mm-hmm. It does say that in here.
Oh, okay. In that case, I'm just going to put forward my theory that in all likelihood what is going on here is that he just wants to clear out the white scholars so they can make more room for him and his pals.
Yes.
This is just career climbing. This is what it is. And mm-hmm. He's just been put into ideological
blend. He wants the homies in lab coats. I'm sorry, that's not very... It's not very respectful, is it? As far as one can see, there is no evidence of racism in anything Fiedler has done. Indeed, the only racism on display here is by Roberts, as it is he who raised the racial status of the reviewers as a problematic thing and claimed that their critical remarks were unsound, unscientific, ad hominem, and racist. He's a man who can't take criticism, basically. He's weak-skinned. I've known Klaus for over 40 years and he is not only not a racist, but one of the most fair-minded and decent scientists I have ever met, which is a lovely thing to say about something. Klaus has been an eminent professor at the University of Heidelberg, and he is a highly experienced editor who served with great distinction and dedication on the boards of several leading journals. This is someone who deserves respect, not to be forced out of his career by some loser who should be seen as a hack and driven out of academia to work in fast food serving for the rest of his life. And even then, he's probably not good enough for that. You can tell I'm pretty bitter about this, by the way.
I love the passion. I love the passion. Keep it coming.
It's rare for me to get properly angry. Normally, I'm quite stoic, but this is a bit too close to home for me. On his appointment, APS praised Fiedler for bringing a broad body of research and knowledge as well as significant editorial experience to the journal. APS also celebrated him as the first chief editor from outside North America, where he received a submission critical of Roberts' Provocation 2020 paper on racial inequality in psychological research. He sought multiple expert reviews and gave Roberts ample opportunity to comment and respond. This is all standard process in scientific publishing. What apparently aroused Roberts' ire and subsequent imputation of racism against Fiedler and the reviewers is that they were all white males. So it goes on to argue a very compelling case. Obviously, this is a esteemed academic. He's switched on bloke. So, I implore people to check this out, but this is why you get this sort of nonsense. And I want to draw attention to this as well, because esteemed people, people who we should hold up in society as being important figures who have helped further humanity's knowledge, sacrificed lots of time and effort in their lives, quite often for little money in return relative to their qualifications and esteem. So we should respect these people. We shouldn't be policing their language. We shouldn't be forcing them out of their careers. I think that by drawing attention to this sort of thing, hopefully some pressure can help reinstate people like this and prevent further people from losing their jobs or having their language policed in the future.
If you appreciated that segment from the podcast The Lotus Eaters, you can go to lotuseaters.com to get access to all the premium content that's on the site, such as the Our Cyberpunk Dystopia streams. And if you want to follow what else we're putting out, you can follow on Getter at lotuseaters_com on Getter. Thank you and goodbye.
Switching between tools for one project gets disjointed, especially on tight deadlines. Grammarly built a game-changing writing surface tailor-made for professionals to help you move your ideas forward and sharpen your writing. You can brainstorm ideas, summarize meeting notes in seconds, or strengthen a proposal without context switching. Easy to get started and even easier to finish. Sign up for Grammarly free and get your professional writing from draft to done. Visit Grammarly.com. That's Grammarly.com.